like the extension of the 1099, the stupid 1099 form, by which the state presumes to regulate the right of one American citizen to contract services from another American citizen. The scope of the 1099 is just expanded massively, and small businesses and independent contractors are just supposed to suck up the costs of that. And not just that, by the way, but even landlords. Landlords who get a certain amount of rental income are going to fall under this, the 1099 business. All this stuff sucks up time out of the productive economy. There was a story today that certain banks are now going to be charging $5 if you bank with the First National Bank of Dead Skunk, Nebraska, and you want to withdraw some money out of another bank's cash machine. The charge is going to be $5 now. And if you think, well, hang on a minute, doesn't that sound rather a lot for just like a basic service charge on taking $100 cash out of a machine in the wall? The reason the banks are doing that is because of new regulatory burdens imposed on them by the federal government. They're passing those costs on to you. They're passing those costs on to you. That's what's going. Every time we have 2,000-page legislation, more and more of that gets passed down and imposed on us. And the idea that somehow out there is a vast mass of Americans panting for the parties to work together to do more. No, they've done too much. We need to throw this stuff out. There shouldn't be a 1099. Small businesses shouldn't even know the name of stupid government forms like that. It's embarrassing that in a republic of free citizens, there are millions of us marching around with all this meaningless government mumbo jumbo numbers stuck in our head because we know that tax season, and that's another problem right there, by the way. Baseball should have a season. Tax shouldn't have a season. Tax should be a day. But tax season, so we all think, oh, have I got my 1099 for this? Have I got my W-9? Have I got my Z? Have I filled in my RU-1-2? We shouldn't know this. This is supposed to be a republic of free citizens.